You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has found young people of ethnic minority backgrounds in Aotearoa are treated worse if they look less white. The study backs up a vast amount of anecdotal evidence of prejudice in New Zealand society. I spoke to the co-author of the study, Dr. Roshini Pierce-John.
Before I start off, I just want to say that the reason for this study is because we truly believe that all young people are entitled to thrive and have opportunities to flourish, irrespective of their wealth, colour or anything else. And having this in mind, we conducted this study using data that has been already collected from young people using the Youth 2000 survey series. So this survey series has been conducted from 2001, in 2007, 2012 and 2019.
Wow.
Yes, and we included all young people living in Auckland, Northland and Waikato in our analysis because the Youth 19 survey was conducted only in those three regions. So we included over 20,000 young people in this analysis. And most of the analysis, however, was restricted to the Youth 19 survey, where we had more than 7,700 secondary school students in New Zealand, in Auckland, Northland and Waikato who participated in the survey.
And it is a very large-scale survey, seemingly one of the biggest ones ever conducted in this field. The key findings were that people of ethnic minority backgrounds and Indigenous folks face more discrimination if they look less white. This outcome seems to reinforce a lot of the kind of lived experiences of these groups. Surely it's not really a surprising outcome?
Well, it is not a surprising outcome in many ways. Regarding the large study, it is the first time we have got results from this large study on racism that explores what protects minority young people from racism or makes them more vulnerable for racism. And we now have data to back up what we have previously known, at least anecdotally. And just to highlight some of the broad findings from our study, we found that less affluent minorities have worse outcomes, like the worst of our ethnic minorities who come from lower-income countries like some of the South Asian countries, newer migrants, ethnic young people born overseas or those born in New Zealand to parents born overseas, and especially those young people from Pacifica ethnicities. We also found discrimination was low for young people who are perceived to be European and white, which you just mentioned, even though they are from minority origins like Pacifica, Asian, Middle Eastern, Latin American or African, or indeed Maori. They experience less interpersonal discrimination by teachers, police and healthcare providers.
It's not great, obviously, if people who are perceived as less European or white are treated worse by the systems and the institutions that are supposed to protect them and help them. And again, it isn't really surprising given the amount of anecdotal evidence of people just being treated differently based on their skin tone. Why do you reckon it's taken so long to kind of look into this at this scale?
Yeah, I think part of the reason might be the way racism has been dealt with in research. So mostly racism is seen as an asymmetrical relationship between, say, the privileged or white and the minority or racialized groups. There has been a perception of, or that's how racism has been studied previously. We kind of looked at it with a different lens. We examined racism using the concept of flexible resources, exploring whether wealth or economic security can protect ethnic minorities from racism, exploring how societal perceptions on how minorities look or perceived ethnicity influences experiences of interpersonal discrimination. And that has enabled us to actually highlight this finding that you just alluded to, regarding the perceived ethnicity and how discrimination varies based on perceived ethnicity, even from minority young people.
Right. Does this also kind of mean we should be taking a more individualized approach rather than lumping all these ethnic minorities together, because obviously they face racism at a different level within their own ethnic communities. But the current approach seems to be very one size fits all, I suppose.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word individual because we are looking at it from a population perspective.
Mm.
But I get your point about the disaggregation of these large groups into smaller groups to actually explore what could protect young people from racism or what makes them more vulnerable. And yes, a one-size-fits-all kind of approach doesn't really work because we are seeing differences that exist even within minority groups. We acknowledge that discrimination will have long-term impacts on our youth in terms of future educational opportunities, sense of belonging and health status. And it is important to consider when we think of addressing racism that racism is complex and its experience is variable among ethnic minorities.
So what's next after this study in terms of both further research using this study as a starting point to build on it further in this field, and in terms of policy and trying to effect change at an institutional level?
In terms of research, we used Youth 2000 survey data. However, that data was not specifically collected for this study, and therefore we call this a proof of concept analysis. We are now looking to develop this study to collect the right kinds of data to further explore the concept of flexible resources and to see what protects minority young people from racism, so that, you know, we can use that knowledge to address racism in New Zealand.
Mm.
At present, we are working on a Health Research Council funded project that is exploring discrimination and lived experience of ethnic minority youth, that is Asian, Middle Eastern, Latin American and African young people who identify with at least one other additional minority identity, like, for example, sexual or gender minority, or live with a disabling condition, or living in poverty. And in fact, that research, we will be recruiting participants for interviews soon. So that's some ongoing work in this space. In terms of policy implications, which was the second part of your question, I think because we have seen that racism is complex and the experience is variable among ethnic minorities, one aspect that was highlighted from our study is that experiences of racism is related to poverty, and therefore interventions should focus on improving economic conditions for less wealthy Maori and minority groups, such as through scholarships for educational opportunities and looking at housing stability, etc. The second aspect relates to societal perceptions and perceptions of those in key authoritative roles like teachers, the police and healthcare professionals. And I think it's important for us to consider how we can change attitudes of professionals who are working with our young people. And we suggest diversity training and creating more awareness as a starting point, but there's much work to be done in that space.
That was Dr. Rashini Pierce-John speaking to me about her study that she co-authored about skin tone and prejudice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.